This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. More than 4,000 Haitians living in Massachusetts are facing deportation. That's because the Trump administration announced today that it will terminate their temporary protected status in January 2018. Roughly 50,000 Haitians were enrolled in the Temporary Protected Status Program, or TPS, following the massive 2010 earthquake that destroyed much of Haiti. And since then, the Obama administration had been renewing TPS every 18 months, citing continued miserable living conditions across Haiti. The next TPS renewal was set for July 22nd, but the Department of Homeland Security says it will not renew the program, but it will allow 6 additional months for a, quote, orderly transition, meaning deportations could begin on January 22nd, 2018. Joining us now with reaction is Massachusetts State Senator Linda Dorsino-Forey. Senator Forey, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here on Radio Boston.
Also with us is Susan Church, chair of the New England chapter of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. Susan Church, welcome back to you.
Thank you.
First of all, Senator Forey, your constituents include a huge number of the Haitian population, the Haitian community here in Massachusetts. What's your reaction to the Department of Homeland Security's announcement today?
I mean, I'll say that obviously, yes, tomorrow's the deadline in terms of, but the expansion of 6 months, you know, this is something that USCIS recommended, and we're calling on USCIS really to revise their recommendation to Secretary Kelly. We think it's very important. Obviously, under the previous administration, expanding and extending every 18 months made sense in light of the earthquake. Haiti's not quite stable in terms of rebuilding to be able to capture these 50,000 people to coming back to the country.
Mm. Well, I mean, as you know, Secretary Kelly released a statement today saying he believes pretty much the opposite. He said, quote, the Haitian economy continues to recover and grow, and 96% of people displaced by the earthquake and living in internally displaced persons camps have left those camps. Even more encouraging is that over 98% of those camps have been closed. Is that good enough for you?
I mean, it's not good enough. I think one thing that our government is obviously not taking into consideration is the multiple hurricanes that have hit Haiti. I'll also say the cholera that's in Haiti continues to devastate Haiti through the different hurricanes in the waters. You know, the impact is really severe. And I would say, I'd beg to differ and say that there are still folks living in camps from the earthquake. And we need to do a better job in terms of working this country that's our neighbor, right? Only 600 miles from our shores off of Florida, to see how can we help them truly rebuild this country so folks are able to go back. But in 6 months, really, they're not going to be able to capture and reintegrate these people.
Susan Church, I mean, we're talking about 4,000 people here in Massachusetts, but more than 50,000 Haitians in the program overall. I mean, what are their legal options now?
Well, that's part of the problem is that, you know, this administration has said for time and time again that they're targeting the people who are not good for our country. But these are groups of people who work hard. They contribute over $280 million to Social Security, to our economy. And many of them are married to U.S. citizens or have U.S. citizen children, and given the right amount of time could eventually adjust to lawful permanent residence status. But if this time frame of 6 months is so short, that would cause them some difficulties in doing that.
Well, let me just jump in right here. I mean, regarding those children who are U.S. citizens, born U.S. citizens, in many cases, what's likely to happen to these families then?
That's an incredible, difficult decision that my clients face all the time. Do I bring my children to a country that is ridden with cholera, that's been struck many times by earthquakes, that's own government says it doesn't have the capacity to take them back to Haiti? Or do I leave them here and have them stay with aunts, uncles, cousins, distant cousins? It's an incredibly bad and ill-fated decision that they have to make to decide what to do for their families.
Mm. Linda Dorsino-Forey, you know, earlier this month there was that report from the Associated Press that found that USCIS and the Department of Homeland Security were looking into the Haitian community as a whole to try and see if, you know, criminal records of any immigrants or if any TPS recipients were gaining benefits from the United States, which they're not eligible for. I mean, are members of the community, were they then and are they now concerned that they're being unfairly targeted?
Well, I think that is the problem, right, in terms of the lens and the atmosphere in our country right now, is that there is this sense of being an anti-immigration lens, right, or an anti-immigrant lens. And I think it's very unfortunate because we know our incredible country. We know America is based on compassion and generosity. But this is a country that's been built by the contribution of immigrants from all backgrounds. And so, you know, to pick on this particular group of people and other groups as well, you know, through this administration is just wrong. And so we're happy that Secretary Kelly has expanded this for 6 months, but this is what USCIS recommended in the first place. So we need to call on USCIS to revise their recommendation to Secretary Kelly. And we need to call on Secretary Tillerson, because the Department of State was supposed to also do a report. And so we need them, you know, really to do their part and to go to Haiti and go take a look at this country. But as Susan said, and Susan, thank you for all your work with these families, but, you know, these are American children, right, that are born here, that are going to be separated from their parents. It's wrong. And on all levels, it's wrong. And so we're asking our government to do the right thing and extend TPS by 18 months. And that's what should happen.
But, you know, a lot of people say that the renewal after renewal after renewal from the Obama administration, now you're calling for another one. I mean, it sort of undermines the entire temporary portion of the whole meaning of the temporary protected status program, Senator Forey.
I mean, I'll say this. You know what? There's several countries that have TPS, okay, since there's about 13 countries now, including Haiti, really 12, I guess, because I think Liberia was taken out of it or it expired. But I say that, you know, it is about temporary. I mean, I'm going to say in terms of Haiti in particular, you know, there are serious conditions in Haiti that does not allow for 50,000 people to be reassimilated into the country. Earthquake is one. Everyone talks about the earthquake. Susan just mentioned, again, the hurricanes, multiple hurricanes after another. You know, these storms, these landslides that are taking place because of deforestation, right? Because people are so devastated in terms of cutting trees so they could create coal to cook. You have UN that has finally taken responsibility for bringing cholera to Haiti. There was never cholera in Haiti. Mm. They've committed to $400 million promise, but only $12 million has been raised, right, to put into water infrastructure, to put into helping families who are deceased. And so there's a lot going on the ground. Mm-hmm. And to say you're going to separate families and leave children here without parents, you know, doesn't make sense. And the whole criminal aspect, you know, it's always scapegoating, isn't it? Oh, wow, all these Haitians with TPS are criminals. Oh, geez. You know, I echo Susan that the Haitians who are here are working extremely hard to get TPS where they are able to work legally and send money back to Haiti.
Well, Senator Forey, I'm sorry to cut you off here, but I want to turn back to Susan Church before we run out of too much time. I mean, pick up on, if you could, Susan Church, what Senator Forey was saying. I mean, for example, Haitian immigrants make up quite a large number of workers in certain aspects of healthcare here in the state. And what impact could this decision have?
Right. So what's important to understand is anyone with TPS does not have a significant criminal record. The laws are very strict about TPS. Anyone who has it has to be re-fingerprinted each time it's renewed every 18 months. So when they started looking for criminal activity, these immigrants, I doubt they're going to find it because they would have lost their status already. The rules are very strict. As far as the impact, Haitians are disproportionately involved in Massachusetts in particular in elder care activities. They do home health care. And it's just a product of where they, you know, their friends get them a job, a friend gets them a job, so they get overly concentrated in one industry. I really have to wonder, who's going to care for these individuals now? Who's going to take care of the 89-year-old grandmother at minimum wage? These are not jobs that Americans are banging down the doors to take.
You know, Secretary Kelly said in his statement today that you know, we have between basically now and January 22nd, 2018, so 7 or 8 months, for Haitians to apply for other immigration benefits, which they may be eligible. And you're saying that's not enough? 7 months isn't enough time?
No. For example, if you're married to a U.S. citizen, what you would need to do to get your green card if you entered without a visa initially is travel outside of the United States and come back and get entered and inspected if you're not in one of two circuits that allow you to not have to leave. That process alone takes anywhere from 10 months to a year, just the first part of it. Then after that process, you're talking about another 6 months to a year, and especially with the backlog these days of the rush of people trying to regularize their status because of this administration. Mm. So it's not a fair timeline, and it's not enough time. And where, again, I think the real question is, where are these children going to go? We're going to leave them here, we're going to orphan them here, or a parent, or U.S. citizens are going to be going back to live in a country that's overwhelmingly poor and unstable.
Senator Foray, we're running out of time here fast. We just got under a minute to go. But I want to read you a comment from a listener who commented on a previous story along the, about the Haitian community or the Haitians under TPS. And get your reaction to it, because I think a lot of people might feel this way. The person wrote to us at WBUR that at some point, temporary status needs to live up to its name. Folks have had the opportunity to massively out-earn their counterparts back in Haiti, and they may very well be the best hope for Haiti to rebuild. I'm just wondering what your response to that for many people who say it is time for these Haitians to go back and maybe, you know, be equally contributing members to Haiti as a nation as they have been to the community here in Boston.
Okay, I'll just say this and be done, is that basically in terms of, according to the U.S., you know, it costs for these TPS folks are raising about $460 million in taxes, you know, here for our country. But more importantly, this TPS and them being here has allowed them to work to send back about $1.4 billion in remittances. So when folks think that there is an economy in Haiti, but is it enough to hire 50,000 people that are coming back? We say no. You know, these folks, as Susan said, there is an economy there, but it's not strong enough for these folks to go back to Haiti and to work. And so I do think that once Haiti is stable, which it is not, and that's where we need our country to play a role to extend TPS by another 18 months, and then to really help and helping the Haitian government, you know, to stabilize and to build capacity. And that is something that is missing. And once we're ready to have that conversation and do right by this country, then I say we need to extend TPS until we make sure that it is truly stable before we're sending our American children to go live in a country that they're not able to assimilate to.
Well, Linda Dorsina-Forey is a Massachusetts state senator. Senator Forey, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Susan Church, chair of the New England chapter of the American Immigration Lawyers Association, thank you so much as well.
Thank you.